Welcome to the podcast to be named later. My name is Gabe James Anderson. We're back. It's been a little bit of time. I should say it's been a little bit.
Do not reference that song from 2015.
It's been... No, I was referencing the REM song. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
No, that's Bare Naked Ladies, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, Bare Naked Ladies.
That's a party foul right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a DJ or, you know,
it is. It's frowned upon. It's a cardinal sin. By the way, Jack is apparently somewhere in St. Cloud. He didn't really make it clear where he was, but he said he was somewhere. But, you know, I got just as good Nick in the building. Nick Borsig.
How you said my last name.
Chief engineer of UTVS.
You won't even know Jack's here. We're literally like twins.
Who's Jack? Who the heck is Jack?
I think he got lost in time and space in that continuum or whatever.
42,
exactly.
Is not a great movie. I thought it was overrated.
I thought it was 43. That was that movie.
You know, I'm more of a fan of 2012, to be totally honest.
With all the explosions. That's Transformers. I'm sorry. I was thinking of that Michael Bay stuff, you know.
Yeah, good call. Michael Bay. By the way, not a big fan of the Transformers movies.
I will say, you know, from a film standpoint, as far as, you know, the technical aspect of it, he's quite good at blending his shit together, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, his practical versus his CGI. But as far as the story concept goes, that's pretty much like the dump I took 7 minutes ago.
Interesting content. But, with Transformers, I can't get over the way they presented Megan Fox. Because every time they went to Megan Fox, she was in some sensual position, and it was a total sellout moment.
It's S-E-X sells, right? Isn't that the term?
Yes, thank you for spelling it out, Savor.
I decided to keep a little PG rating here since I went, you know... rated R like literally 30 seconds ago.
I mean, people do call you the rated R superstar.
I think you're confusing that with the 1990s M&L host, but that's cool too.
M&L host?
Mr. Harmar Superstar or something like that?
Oh, Harmar Superstar. Yeah. Have you ever seen him?
I've seen tapes of him, unfortunately.
You know, I was at a show at First Ave, and I actually saw him in the crowd.
I will say the first time I ever saw him, like we were recording, basically digitizing a tape in the UTVS studios here, here in the SCSU Stuart Hall building, if you will.
Yes, by the way, we are in Stuart Hall on the campus of St. Cloud State University. It is a Saturday night. Just got done doing a basketball game.
That's true. That is true.
We wanted to talk with you listeners once again, and so we rushed down here and got it going. But back to your story.
And no alcohol required.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Not a drop. I don't have any.
I totally forgot the story we were talking about, too.
It's okay. If it comes up, even if we're talking about something else, just yell, stop.
That's honestly, I remember
my story. Shut up. That's all you have to say.
Honestly, my life is a bunch of tangents. Like, I will think of something completely random from most other people in this universe.
When anybody
says, like, one thing, I'll think of, like, something.
Bird.
Birdemic or Birdman or what are you talking about here?
Cattle.
Fish.
Sheep.
Dog.
That was a good game we just did. That was a really good start to the show, ladies and gentlemen. But, as I said, Chief Engineer of UTVS. What does UTVS stand for?
University Television Station.
That's cute.
It is kind of cute. Like, it's not as cute as KVSC, which...
It means...
What does that mean?
Kids...
Versus society?
Versus society... Um, I have no idea. I don't know what it stands
for.
Yeah,
you were here for what, at least?
Yeah, you know that was amazing. I couldn't think of a single word that started with C. Now I can think of a million of them. Castle, cat, cowboy, any of these. But I could not at that moment think of anything that starts with the letter C.
It's just a call letter for, you know, that FCC that basically has those
the
hard rules.
The freaking FCC.
You know? Right?
By the way, in the background, Daft Punk's still going hard.
I know. It's making me back to, you know, to fun times.
Daft
man.
Punk is it shows that all you need is one idea, one beat, and one lyric, and you can make a song that people like.
with a few synthesizer elements.
Yeah, with a few synthesizer lyrics. World around, world arounder. World around.
Around the world.
Around the world.
I believe that's what the song title is, too, if I'm not mistaken.
We are the world, we are the people.
That is true.
And we are the people podcasting right now on the podcast to be named later. And as we were saying, you are UTVS chief engineer, correct,
that,
sir?
That is true. That is true, sir.
That is your title. So we got a little thing going on around here pretty soon called Trivia Weekend.
Oh, that is, yes.
And I see you're wearing last year's Game of Trivia shirt.
Yeah, you know, got to represent from last year. At the TV side, it pulled in 46 hours
out
of the 50. And, you know, it was rough, especially when I had to sleep, but, like, it was good. I mean, it was fun, you know?
Now tell our listeners, what is the theme this year?
I think it's Trivia Cruising, racing, road tripping, and rock and roll.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And so, you excited? You ready for it?
Honestly, I cannot wait for the thing to get started because basically, you know, the past few years, there's always been this this graduate assistant helping out with a lot of the finer details, you know, like graphical things and, like, you know, how I'll have, like, a question thing in the upper left and then, you know, a points thing coming in from the right, the bottom right. Yeah, I have to go in and basically configure all of that now.
Hmm.
So, you know, I've been kind of busy. I've had to actually hire a few associate producers. They're going to go and basically do all the video stuff for me so I can worry about basically making sure that were functional for 50 hours straight.
Yeah, 50 hours straight. I mean, you think about that, and I remember there was this talk sports radio guy. If you've heard of KFAN,
I've heard of it.
The Fan, yes. And there was this guy who did a 24-hour radio marathon for the Lupus Foundation. His name was Corey Cove. And I remember thinking, wow, that must be tough. But thinking 50 hours straight of TV and radio, that's got to be a taxing thing.
Good thing they're sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely.
To at least cut up at least, you know, 10 minutes of that hour by hour span. I basically, since it's 50 hours, that's a bit daunting at first if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So you basically take it hour by hour and eventually, you know, get to the end and all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, that just ended.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the award ceremony and everybody cheering and then everybody going to the red carpet afterwards, you know.
Oh, yeah. Who is performing this year?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either. I mean,
we're almost in February, too, at the time of this recording. So.
Actually, you know what? I do know. I'm going to be doing impersonations and freestyle rapping.
Oh, it's you?
That's good. Yeah. It's me. Yeah.
So
I wasn't supposed to tell anyone, but I figure, like, what better place than the podcast to be named later?
Well, I got to write that down and make some graphics for you and make you look pretty cool on our TV waves, you know?
Yeah, I got to start practicing my impersonations. ready? Nate, give me a name. Who should I impersonate?
Neo from The Matrix.
Hi, I'm Neo from The Matrix. Give me another one.
Obi-Wan Kenobi Prequels Edition.
Obi-Wan Kenobi Prequels Edition. Hi, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Damn, that was pretty spot on. Like,
I sense greatness in this Anakin kid here.
Which Anakin kid? There's like three of them, four of them.
Just this one, the one that I'm looking at right now. See him?
I kind of see him now, yeah. Is
Anakin, stop.
That's the ghost. Oh my goodness, I've been looking for you for a while.
Yeah, he likes to talk about sand and how coarse it is. It's kind of annoying.
Oh, you mean that kid? I thought you were talking about, you know, the pod racing, basically, you know.
No, grown-up Annie.
Oh, you mean the semi-grown-up. He's not fully grown up in episode 2, I believe.
You know, the stalker Anakin.
Yes, the one with doomy eyes.
Yes, indeed. So We're talking about trivia, and so what has UTVS got lined up? I know there's a we'll get into it. There's a specific thing I'm super excited for, but what has UTVS got going on for the 50 hours?
Well, you know, basically this year we've done a lot of changes to the programming, as in we're basically accounting for people not being around during certain times. So, like from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're going to be basically taking KVSC audio directly. And we're gonna have like a animated slate type of deal during those 8 hours from, you know, Friday night into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday, if that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So basically for 16 hours we're gonna have an animated slate up. Maybe we'll have an overnight operator that'll dissolve between the cameras that we'll install in the DJ booth over there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, and then the other 34 hours I've designated to each of the shows. And they have to basically come up with their own content, and they'll have to, you know, they have to do something related to the theme of racing, road tripping, and rock and roll. And no video games either.
Oh, thank goodness.
Head on the nail, you know. You have to pound that into people's heads in order for them to, you know, realize it. Because we've actually gotten a few complaints over the years about people playing video games on air, and they weren't even related to the actual theme. Like, I remember last year, there was this show that they decided to do, like, they played NHL Hockey 14, I think, on the Xbox, and they played that during the theme, which was like a Game of Thrones type of thing. You know, two totally separate worlds, and like, it's like...
There's so much at your disposal. Do you really need to just... What should we do? Oh, let's play video games and put it on air.
And while I will admit, our concept may be a little tough for the on-set type of thing, we have a green screen studio, and basically what we're going to be doing... is we're going to be taking a car, we're going to be gutting it, and we're basically going to use it for broadcast. You mm-hmm. know, like you've seen that 70s show where the intro...
Down the street.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
1 second. The same old thing.
Oh, sorry, got to finish the song.
We did last week. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
I got my fix.
Right, so, you know, the intro where they're all, like, dancing in the car or whatever.
But talk!
We're all right!
We're all right! And then Austin Kutcher, I love Wisconsin! Anyway, continue.
So we're going to be doing that kind of thing where basically we'll have one camera, you know, centered on a car. We're gonna basically have in the background, like, they're going to be driving through, like, random areas,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Route 66, maybe through St. Cloud, even the Twin Cities, Vegas for that matter. We're gonna have them driving through, and you get to hear about some of the adventures that they go on.
Are they gonna drive to Hawaii?
I don't know if you can do that unless you have a hoverboat.
With a green screen, you can do whatever you want.
That is true, but you got to keep it reasonable too. I mean, I think this thing will actually have wheels. So unless the wheels are spinning extremely fast where it could float on top of the water, I mean.
That's a very good point. So I know our listeners want us to get to this. I got to get to this.
Okay.
What is the plan for Gary Z Loveline?
Okay, he's going to be going from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday night.
Saturday night. Remember that. Mark it down. Saturday night, 8 to 10.
February 13th, 2016. And what we're going to be doing is he's going to be in the car too. This is another That 70s Show reference here, but we're going to be doing it from Mount Hump. And we're going to have the stars twinkle, you know, Gary Z Loveline, and maybe a, you know, heart in the stars or something like that for the background. And he's gonna be giving some of the best love advice around.
Now some of the questions. What is it going to be? Because I've heard some rumors that in the past couple of years, they've changed up the format a little bit. Is it just him giving advice, or are there going to be callers calling in, like asking for advice? Is it going to be like the actual love line that you hear over in California? Or are callers going to be able to ask him questions? Is my question.
I think we could configure that if that were the case. I mean, don't be calling the phone line or the phone bank for that matter to answer questions.
There be a phone line just to screen calls for Gary Z? Because I've seen in some videos in the past where he answers people's questions, and it is just great TV.
I'd actually, you know what, we probably could configure that. I mean, our phone lines have been collecting dust for the past few years, but we could dig them up. They're like fossils, right? They work everywhere.
So, that's true. But so, So it's not in the plans right now to do.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of Twitter preference or presence within Loveline,
mm-hmm.
and what we have is the other hosts of the show will basically ask him the questions through Twitter using like a hashtag Gary Z Loveline or something like that.
Okay,
I remember that was quite heavy last year that we used. So
okay, now what kind of this is a kind of a specific question for a certain person I know, but. How much do they censor the tweets that are read to Gary Z? Like, is any topic not off limits, or?
I will say, ask me at another time when it's, not a censored podcast.
Okay. All right. Actually, we're not censored.
Oh, well, I'd still have to kind of configure some stuff. We need to set some lines here because, we're TV. We have a few more rules.
Right. But so. I've seen, at this point, there's no plans to have live callers.
Unless you do it through Skype, maybe.
Okay. that's what the listeners want to know. So
you got to be careful, though. Don't put your face on there. Otherwise, we might screenshot it.
That's true. Gary Z Loveline, 8 o'clock.
Yep. 8 to 10 p.m. Saturday, February the 13th. It's going to be fun because I have the people from Husky Productions. They're going to be basically doing that segment.
UHP, brah?
Engineer for it.
HP, brah? Cool.
But they're going to be, doing the content, doing the positions for it. They'll probably be on air as well. And then they're probably going to have Gary Z stay with them till 2 a.m. that night. So
I can tell you one thing. They're going to roll with the punches. Roll
exactly.
with the punches.
Let's be real, 50 hours, that's basically the 50 hours of Trivia Week, and you got to roll with those punches, man.
Absolutely. And why don't you have Gary Z on all 50 hours?
Because he has his own schedule, too. I can't force him to be on for 50 hours, but,
If he said, I want to just do the Trivia Marathon, would you allow it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? We should get Gary Z on this show.
That'd be quite interesting, to say the least.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
Trivia Weekend Part 2 next week? Maybe foreshadowing? Just kidding.
Maybe. Yeah. What? never say never, as Justin Bieber always reminds us.
Do not say that name, please.
I didn't even say Bieber. I said Biebs.
Yeah, don't say that either.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent here. But I think Justin Bieber is talented, and I don't see why he gets so much flack from people.
Well, maybe because he acts like an a-hole towards the...
Here's the thing. He got all that crap before that.
No, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, going around and basically flicking people off doesn't help you either.
No, that's true. That is true. I'm not condoning a lot of things that he's done, but I think as an artist, he's been very successful.
Okay.
He has a very good voice.
You're saying from a career standpoint, not from a personal life standpoint.
Yeah, and I think he's very talented, and I think for his music, for what it is, it's not totally my cup of tea, but I think it's good music.
I will agree to that statement there, sir.
Thank you. And I have seen the Bieber movie. Two or three times.
Since I don't have much time anymore, since, I have to basically fix everything at UTBS.
Oh, people.
Well, not everything, but, basically be tech support for UTBS. I don't have much time to go and see
and
stuff like that.
And never say never.
That's true.
And never say never. And never say never. I never thought that I would buy this power. Anyway.
But I will say, There are a few times where I actually do get to see movies.
What was the most recent one you've seen?
Star Wars, actually.
Zoom, and then that. Zoom.
Is that pod racing or is that lightsabers?
I don't know. And then I was gonna try to do the trademarked Star Wars scream though. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, do you mean the Wilhelm scream?
Yeah, the Wilhelm.
The Wilhelm scream. I know exactly. Like I actually used to mess with soundboards back in the day, and it was all about that Wilhelm scream.
I love soundboards.
Yes, absolutely.
And speaking, ladies and gentlemen, of the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, I'll just fill my pipe.
There it is.
Yes,
that's from the Charge at Feather River, 1954. 53.
It's probably the most popular scream of all time.
Holy cow, they used that 3 times in that movie.
I mean, they were using tapes back then, and I'm surprised that tape isn't worn out, but, you know.
I'm going to make a movie just called, ah!
The Wilhelm scream in real life.
There it is. Oh, it's amazing.
Yes.
By the way, I would, there is a top 10. You know Watch Mojo?
Oh, I know WatchMojo.com, yes.
There's a top 10 Wilhelm screams.
Oh, no.
And I think I'm going to go. I love it.
I you know what? I actually want to use that in the next production that I do, which will probably be in a few years. But, like, when I actually have some free time, I'll just be like, you know, if somebody, like, gets hit with a Nerf dart, for that matter. Yep. Wilhelm scream them, and then they'll fall down, and it looks more realistic than, some of the Star Wars fights sometimes.
Now, where is the Wilhelm scream in the most recent movie? I'm trying to remember when we heard it.
What do you mean by...
I'm sorry, in the most recent Star Wars.
Definitely the Episode 7, dude.
Well, no, I know, but... Oh, Episode 7, but where is the Wilhelm scream there? I'm trying to remember where we heard it.
Probably, if I had a guess, it's probably in that spoiler alert, by the way. It's
probably... Oh, come on, okay. I want to clear this up right now. If you care, you've seen it by now. This is Star Wars, okay?
Right.
This is the highest grossing movie of all time.
In America. It hasn't reached worldwide yet. I think Avatar still got a few million dollars, like $800 million or something like that on it, but...
But still.
It's pretty fast, you know...
You've seen it. You've had someone spoil it for you.
You probably have had lightsabers, you know, thrown at you by your kids. Absolutely.
Right. You probably.
Because I think they could do the saber throw, even though that's. I mean, that you need some visual effects for that, but.
You probably had someone act, freak out like Kylo Ren.
Oh yes.
When he realizes that the princess leaves, or not the princess, but.
Well, the princess for that matter.
Yeah, the princess.
The
gets
princess.
Out.
The princess is Luke's sister. No, Leia's my sister.
Leia. Tom Selleck.
No.
Tom Selleck.
I am your father. I remember somebody... Yes.
I love it.
I'm probably sure that was played when Luke was firing in Episode 5 after he realized, you know, Darth Vader was his father.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly. I don't remember.
Instead of that Emperor scream from Episode 6 that they basically retract. But anyways,
no.
I digress.
Anyway, so... Star Wars. I just want to say, if you care, you've seen it by now, so we don't even need a spoiler alert. Cause
you don't think so?
I don't think so. Actually, you know what the original plan was when I went to go see it? The plan was to get everyone straight from the movie and review it on the spot.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, but I thought, spoilers, blah, 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 so it never happened.
And you're pretty upset about it, obviously, because now you're going on a rant about spoilers.
Right, because I went to Star Wars for the first time with a bunch of just diehards. Like, they're into the expanded universe and stuff.
And do they literally, like, think that they can use the Force anywhere?
And they...
I hate those people sometimes. Like, they're like, I'm gonna choke you! And I'm just like... maybe you do that, but, like, I have a task at hand, and I'm more like, so, dude.
Now, would you rather have the Force, or would you rather have the thing that comes out of the Emperor's hands, or lightning hands?
You mean dark side versus light side, or what?
No, would you rather be able to move stuff, like, would you rather use the Force to, like, move stuff, like that water bottle? I moved it to my hands, or would you rather, when you went with your hands, have the lightning come out?
Honestly, I would say the first one, because I found that a lot more practical.
That's true.
You could lay in your bed all day and literally, like, go, like, you know, use the Force and literally flip a light switch. Or, like, if you need water, you could literally use the Force and literally grab the water for you and then come back and then just, like, pour it all over your face.
And then again, you could like, majorly screw up if you have the lightning hands.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like you're just rubbing your face, and then you accidentally go like that, and then...
I mean, that's one way to wake yourself up in the morning, but I'm not going to, you know, I digress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Star Wars, Episode 7.
The Force Awakens.
Hey, Force, it's time to wake up.
Right?
It's time to wake up. Your alarm's going off. It's time to wake up.
It's been... It's been asleep for about 29 years.
It has.
Star Wars continuity or whatever, but yeah. Whatevs.
And it's interesting because almost the amount of years in the actual movie was how long it took the seventh one to come out, like in timeline.
Yeah, you know what that means, right? That means it has to be really good, right? If they waited 30 years to make a sequel to episode six, then it has to be, you know, at least respectable.
Yeah,
compared
so,
to other
well, they made prequels, but now finally the sequel.
What prequels? No, I'm just kidding. I know the prequels, but
it's called Star Wars 1-3 Senate Meetings.
Or you know,
and sand.
Whiny Anakin finds out he hits puberty.
And pod racing.
And racing of the pods.
And
yes.
Jar Jar Binks.
Did you see that Reddit theory?
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
You see that Reddit theory though about
Sith
Jar Jar
Lord?
Binks? Yes,
I hope so.
That'd be amazing.
I want that so bad because being a naive kid, I like Jar Jar Binks. I thought he was funny.
Honestly, like that could probably be the biggest like you know surprise in film history compared to you know Luke. I am your father.
Oh,
I could see,
what? His father. Who's his father? Who's Luke's father?
Mr. Darth Tater. Sorry, Darth Vader.
What? I've never seen the sixth movie. What?
That was episode five at the end. But
oh,
okay.
My bad. Yeah, I've heard that. Did I?
And you know, I may not act like I'm a Star Wars geek, but I know a little bit about it. At least to, you know,
kind of go sparring in
the expanded universe with some of the best of them, but not the absolute best of them.
Do you like how I destroyed that bit, though? I just screwed it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I usually do that about once per episode.
You know,
I just destroy a bit.
If Jack were here right now, he'd probably be yelling at you.
Probably.
Because he was a big Star Wars fan, I believe.
He is a big Star Wars fan, indeed. And
may he rest in peace.
He's in a better place.
Maybe.
In the west side of St. Cloud, apparently. But anyway, Star Wars.
You
were saying it has to be good.
Yes.
Was it good?
I have to agree. I was very you know drawn into the that movie that J.J. Abrams was directing, and I have to admit it was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I mean, I have only seen it once, unlike you know some other people. I've seen it you know three or four times, but I only need to see it once, and I was actually you know drawn into that universe again for the first time since I watched the VHS tapes as a kid.
Now, the question is, some of the problems that some of the people I saw the movie with had is that it was too much like a modernized shot-for-shot remake of episode 4 and 6.
Yes.
Minus like the little bear things on the planet of Endor, but...
Or the battle over the Death Star at it actually was like really close to the Death Star. It was actually on like a planet.
Let's build a giant weapon.
It was in a snowy background instead of, you know, industrial. And, you know, mm-hmm. You have to go through the industrial trench run. And instead, you're going through the snowy trench run.
Yeah. And, you know, it is a good movie.
I will agree to that.
But
does it have its flaws? Absolutely.
Yes. And what would you say its biggest flaw is?
Ooh. I consider all the flaws equal, but I mean, I have to say I was actually a bit skeptical going into the movie
mm-hmm.
because of J.J. Abrams' track record with Star Trek, with especially the second Star Trek movie he directed,
mm-hmm.
and how you couldn't even see the movie because there was too many lens flares.
Really?
You know what I mean? There were so many lens flares that like you couldn't even see, like you could only see shadows of people sometimes.
Wow, I have not seen that movie, but
well, okay, well, just be careful the next time you see it, if you do see it.
Does it have one of those warnings like if you frequently have seizures, don't watch this? Like
honestly, they should play that before the movie.
Like all like that Kanye West video, All the Lights.
Or you know, like before every video game now.
Yeah, that's true. that's very true. That's very true. So how about? Out of 10, what would you give Star Wars?
I would give it a solid 8.5.
Solid eight.
Eight and a half.
What was keeping it from a 9 or a 10 for you?
There was a few flaws that I could point out, but of course, you know, when you get into the video production field and you know you start learning some of the tricks of the trade, you could kind of point some stuff out. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and that kind of aspect kind of draws you away from, so you never see a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can never give it a 10 out of 10.
Right.
Unless it's, unless you're absolutely fanboying over it, like Wild Wild West with Will Smith. But even then, like, you point out certain flaws in movies, and you can never give a movie a perfect 10, and that's kind of why I have given it like an 8.5.
But you liked it a lot, though.
I liked it a lot.
Did
like, in fact, I actually have a few lightsabers coming in just because I love that movie so much.
Nerf lightsabers?
Sure.
By the way, we're going to talk about Nerf for a little bit.
They are made of foam. So.
And they're made of fun.
And fun, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as you don't strike them against people, because then they might chop their arm off.
Oops. That's true. That's true. That's very true. What's your opinion on Kylo Ren? Do you like him?
Actually,
he seemed a little Anakin-ish, a little moody, a little overreactant.
I will say that in that respect for that character, it kind of gives him depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just, hey, I'm the villain, I'm going to do devious things and everything. You kind of feel like, I mean, we'll probably get a better explanation of it in the next sequel trilogy movie, which is episode 8. But I will say it kind of gives the character, you're kind of drawn into the character, like, okay, he's, you know, he's Han and Leia's son.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of drawn into, why did he turn to the dark side?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, part of that, I saw it a second time and caught this. I noticed that the big, you know, whatever they're talking to on the hologram, the big guy.
Snoke?
Yeah, Snoke or whatever.
Yeah.
He did say it's time to finish his training. So, you know, that Kylo Ren is probably not developed yet.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't have that edge that, say, a Darth Vader has.
Or Darth Maul.
Oh, Darth Maul's so cool. They should have,
right?
They should have gave him more lines, and they should have kept him longer.
Like 20 words and 3 lines?
Yes.
Or, you know, a rough guesstimation there, but...
Now, I heard this, that the person who played Darth Maul was actually an understudy. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I heard. I'm not totally sure.
Is this another theory, like the Jar Jar Binks theory, or is this like a...
I think this is like a fact.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
He was an understudy.
He was either an understudy or he wasn't like a known actor yet. Or he hadn't really done any professional productions.
I mean, like I would have a hard time distinguishing that actor with all the makeup and horns that they put on him for sure.
Right,
but...
like for all intents and purposes, I might have been Darth Maul.
Right, or I could have been Darth Maul.
No, I was Darth Maul.
Oh, okay.
For Halloween.
That's fine. Oh, I like that. Did you actually paint your face red and black for that?
I think I did, yeah.
And put fake horns on
you? Not the horns. Christian household.
Okay.
What was
Sorry.
It? What?
Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Sorry.
But yeah, that wasn't going to fly. But the Darth Maul, definitely a great, just a great character.
Yeah.
And
that kind of goes into theories of like, you know, sometimes in order to have a really badass villain, you only need him to have his say, you know, a few lines. And based on his actions, you can kind of fill in the gaps and you can make him a really badass character.
Yeah, you can create it in your mind.
Exactly.
And if they had a crappy villain in episode 1, could you imagine how bad? I mean, episode 1 gets bad.
I honestly think that episode
reviews.
1 is probably the 6th best movie of the Star Wars films. Compared to Attack of the Clones is number 7 for me.
You just
now.
Did... When you don't even like see them fight, you just see them line up to fight at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, cool. Now you're surrounded by mechanical beings again. All right, cool.
And that's the thing. Like, why do they have stormtroopers fight when they can just send out clones?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you got to be careful because I've actually seen. I don't know if this is canon or not, but like a lot of the stormtroopers are not actually clone troopers later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. It's 30 years from episode 3 to episode 4, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless and it takes them 10 years to actually become clones. So unless the Kaminoans actually figured out, you know, hey, we're going to have another huge bulk of clones in the next, you know, 10, 20 years, I see them recruiting people, you know, recruiting people to be stormtroopers, which might explain why their aim is not the best.
But why don't they fight with like the rollers and the what were those things? Like, they were basically pawns. Like, they were skinny and they were robots, and they shot those guns and they kind of talked.
Were their hands guns? Did they have force fields, or was it?
No, it was they talked in a robot voice, and it was what was fought. The thing that they put into war. You know, the
droids.
Or yeah, the droid. Yeah,
you mean the standard droids, like what the ones that.
Yeah, like, why don't they just use those?
I mean, the ones that are tannish, kind of?
Is yeah, that, yeah.
Because there's tan droids, and then there's, you know, the bluish ones, the super battle droids, that basically cover Count Dooku's backside.
Well, yeah, but I don't get, like, when did they go away from fighting with those instead of fighting with stormtroopers? Because, like, let the robots kill each other.
Because I think the Empire actually, you know, kind of wiped that system out.
Hmm. Interesting.
You ever play Star Wars Battlefront 2?
Battlefront 2? Yes, I have.
The campaign, if you remember?
I'm trying to remember it, but continue.
Well, in the campaign, you play as the 501st, and you start off as clones, and then you turn into Imperial Stormtroopers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of the missions is, you know, one of the Geonosians try to recreate the droid army, but they basically stomp that out better than, you know, an ant being squashed by a foot.
Oh, I see.
Is that kind of? I mean, I don't know if that's canon anymore, but it's a theory. It's at least a very respectable theory.
That is a pretty good theory. Obviously, Star Wars, as we know, the highest grossing movie of all time
in America.
America, and obviously doing great on Rotten Tomatoes, 93%. The audience liked it.
Yes,
90%. I mean. Who's going to write a bad review about Star Wars, really?
The trolls.
The trolls, yes.
The trolls would.
And, yeah, just a great... I thought it was good. You start... Like, George Lucas has said in the past, it's a kid's movie.
Yes.
It's a kid... Although, that was the second Star Wars to be PG-13.
I thought it was the third one that went PG-13.
Well, yeah, but this one was also PG-13.
That's true.
Yeah, and... So it is a kid's movie, and basically what this is for the kids who weren't there really for the opening trilogy or...
The prequels for that
matter.
Yeah,
or the prequels for that matter. This was for them, like, hey, this is what's going on. This is the old guy, Harrison Ford. Don't worry, we're going to kill him off for you. And these are your new heroes. Here's Kylo Ren's your villain.
Your Rey and your Finn.
Yeah.
They don't have last names for obvious reasons. By the way, who do you think is Rey's parents?
Rey. It's got to be Luke.
I actually think it's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You think it's Obi-Wan Kenobi? Huh. It's just that scene at the end of Star Wars, and we're not going to do a spoiler alert because, as we said, you've seen it if you've wanted to see it. But
yes.
That scene at the end where she's holding the lightsaber and he's just on the top of that cliff. First of all, what is he doing there? Like, just standing.
I can help you! You know, he's basically being like Darth Vader in episode 5. I can show you the dark side of the Force.
Right, but... So, when... So, we have... what's the girl's name?
Rey.
Rey, holding on to the lightsaber, and Luke turns around. Where do you think it goes from there? Like, I think Luke is going to train her?
Absolutely.
Or something?
They're both going to go into training, and they're both going to see each other again. They're going to be like... I need to get you right away. And then they'll probably have another epic lightsaber battle.
Were you surprised when Han died?
Not too much.
No.
Because, not only because of, you know, the heavy rumors that were around before, but also because you hear stuff like Harrison Ford saying he has no interest in Star Wars movies anymore. Which surprised everybody when he signed on to episode 7.
Yeah, I mean... They probably gave him a boatload of money and were like, yeah, we're just gonna finish you off,
right?
we're gonna have you fill in some loose ends.
Executives with that nice glass of gin in one hand and, you know, the mustaches and a huge cigar in the other, and they're just like, yeah, we're gonna kill you off.
Yeah, and like, you know, they did some cool things. Like, okay, here's the plan. We just want to finish you off. We're gonna have you get back with Leia. You guys are gonna have a nice embrace. Be like, oh, okay, times are good.
Sorry about her son.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't talked to you in 30 years.
It's not 30 years, man.
Or whatever.
I mean, the Kylo's what, like 20 something? So it's at least got to be 20-some years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's
like the most because...
It's been a while, in the words of Stained.
Yes.
But
I was going to try and sing the rest of that song, but then I realized I don't remember that song at that time. I've heard so many songs in my life. I'm sorry.
There's so many out there. But anyway, so they probably told Harrison Ford, okay, we're going to tie up some loose ends. We're going to have you find the Millennium Falcon, and we're going to have you with Chewie, and it's going to be, nostalgia.
That bucket of bolts over there.
Yeah, that bucket of bolts. And then also we're going to finally have you shoot Chewie's gun.
That's cute.
Which that was, I thought that was pretty... Like, I like this. This right. is a good gun.
Right.
And then, so yeah, we're going to have you make up with Leia, and then we're going to have you meet your son. That would have been the cheesiest thing ever if Kylo Ren, when it was him and Han, just went, you know what, Dad? I really didn't think of it that way. I really see the error in my ways now, and yeah, I'm going to go with you guys. See
yeah.
ya.
Yeah.
That would have been so stupid. Like, I was saying in the theater, if they do this, I am leaving.
Right. And I'm probably sure that those Rotten Tomatoes scores would not be as high as they are.
They would be high, and then that point just...
Yeah, it probably would have been like... I mean, sure, it would have been still better than the prequels, but like, since there was a lot of good elements before
I don't know. Okay, rank... How about let's try this.
Okay.
Rank all the Star Wars movie best to worst.
A lot of people might disagree with this, but I actually like Episode 4 first.
Okay.
Basically, it established the Star Wars universe. It was the original concept, in my opinion. And, you know, without Episode 4, you wouldn't have Episode 5 and 6.
Fair.
So I would actually go 4, then 5, then 7.
Oh.
Then 6, and then 1, and then 3, then 1, then 2.
Now, this is going to surprise everyone. Episode 1. No, just kidding. But
surprise! I go episodes 1 through 7. I hated episode 7. Sarcasm.
So, you nailed it.
Right.
My favorite episode still to this day, and I will tell you why after I say it, is episode 3.
Interesting.
The reason why, I love how dark it is. It's a different Star Wars feel, you know.
Yes.
Anakin goes and slaughters all the kids, and he's like, I killed all of them. That's yep. deep. That's deep stuff. And you see him going, like, heading towards the dark side. You kind of saw in episode 2, but you really see him going that way. Plus, it was really the first one I remember, like, not that I remember, but that I remember kind of well. And it was like, it was a scary, dark kind of movie that I took it to a place that Star Wars had never been before. And that fight between Anakin to be Darth Vader and
Obi-Wan, right?
Yeah, and Obi-Wan.
On the lava planet? That was amazing.
First of all, BS that no one slips. But right. that's most of Star Wars. But
yep.
Just great. The Eye of the High Ground when he's yelling, I hate you. I've always hated you. Amazing.
That was pretty incredible.
That, and just everything, like the lava.
And unfortunately, like you think, you know, the other battle that was happening during that time, what was it? Palpatine versus Yoda.
Yeah, there were two.
You'd think that would be a lot better, but no, it was actually the two, you know, Obi-Wan versus Anakin.
You know, it's like, it's like WWE during a pay-per-view when they have two great bouts.
Right.
One's for the... United's or like the world championship, and one's just like two legends going at it.
Right.
And it was just fantastic. Okay. So I'll go back with my countdown. So number one, episode 3.
Okay.
Number 2, 7.
Really? You put that at number 2?
I liked 7. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a very, very good movie. And I'm going to get backlash for a lot of this.
Maybe not. You never know.
Third favorite was...
It has to be one of the original ones, probably.
Episode 6.
Okay.
I'm going to go with episode 6.
Back when Luke actually knows how to use the Force, and he uses it a lot more in that movie.
Number 4. Episode 1.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm a newbie. I remember playing like pod racing games.
He was just obsessed with Darth Maul.
Yeah,
and Liam Neeson, you know, as
the only reason I put Episode 6 over Episode 1 is I know in my heart it was probably a better movie, but Episode 6 was
okay,
and I just. Darth Maul was so cool.
Yes.
He was so cool.
I will agree to that. Like, he was probably, like, I mean, aside from Darth Vader, who's basically, like, the Sith, like, Jesus Christ. I can't say God because, you know, that's the Emperor, but...
Right.
He would be very, very good in the running for that.
Yeah.
You know? He's at least number three as far as, you know, episodes, mm-hmm. movies that you've seen.
Yep. And then, moving on to number five, let's see, what do I got left? I'll go with number four.
Okay.
And then I'll go with episode two.
Episode two over episode five.
Yes. And then my least favorite one is episode five.
And what, may I ask why? Are you just, you know...
I'm sorry, I didn't like five.
You need to have a good reason behind it.
I might not even, but the thing is, I didn't enjoy what went on at Hoth. I didn't think it was that. To me, it wasn't
really
that interesting. Yeah,
because some people don't like the Cloud City bit, but like Hoth for you, really?
Yeah, I thought it was.
It was so legendary that they use it for all the new Star Wars Battlefront. Like,
well, okay. So here's the thing.
Ads and everything.
Episode five is the really, except for maybe episode two, the only one except for the Darth Vader thing.
Right.
Not a lot happens.
That, like, is true. I will give you that. Like, yeah, aside from them flying through asteroids and Luke basically training with Yoda.
Right, yeah.
Which, I mean, I will say the Luke training with Yoda was a lot better than, you know, seeing Han and Leia actually, you know, finding out that they love each other and you know, flying through asteroids and flying out of an asteroid worm.
Mm-hmm. It's just... You know, there wasn't much, and I think that's the problem with 2 and 5. Like, they both were setup movies.
Yes.
They both set up something. And
yes.
It's the same problem I have, in fact, with Hunger Games, like, the last installment of Hunger Games, how they split it up into two parts?
Oh, you mean like they Harry Potter'd it?
Yeah. Yeah, they split it up into two parts.
And now, Avengers will do that too.
The Hobbit
did that as well.
It's just annoying.
Basically, it's, you know, studios trying to say, hey, this is two separate movies, and it's not even...
Believe me, yeah, I, financial sense, love it, but...
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. So, yeah, that's my list. I gotta put...
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, maybe I gotta go back and watch it again, but I guess I'm a product of the times, because...
Yeah.
It's just, those are the ones I remember watching.
Yeah. I mean, I remember pulling out the VHS tapes of the Star Wars movies, which I'm sure a lot of kids my age have done, mm-hmm. which why they love the originals over the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I remember pulling those out and watching them all through and kind of feeling the excitement, and especially episode five at the end when you find out, you know, that, you know.
Okay, you know what? Actually, thinking back. I'm going to put five at my sixth favorite.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I was going to help you out with that a little bit there.
Yeah,
but
just because of that part.
Now, here's an interesting question for you.
Yes.
Considering the originals and the prequel trilogies, and, you know, your kids are starting to get into Star Wars, let's just say, in an alternate reality, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you have them watch first, the originals or the prequels?
Let's see. If I were... I guess just go in order.
Really?
Probably. Like,
see,
I don't know.
I think it ultimately comes down to, like, which one do you want your kids to see first? The big surprise that Darth Vader is Luke's father?
Well, first of all, let's dispel that. I don't have kids.
Okay, yes.
Okay, but, I mean, I just wanted to dispel that rumor.
In the future. I'm talking in the future. You know, maybe 15 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all your digital downloads of Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
and your kids are starting to get interested in it, or, you know, they're at
by
school.
This time episode 12's out,
maybe. Well, they have a lot of spinoff movies, so they're probably more like episode 10 with like five spinoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
But still, like from the original episodes, you would actually let him watch the prequels over the originals?
I think just let the story ride. What would you do?
I would actually let him watch the originals.
Watch the originals, and then would you even bother with the...
Maybe episode three, to be honest. Maybe, and then, you know, I would you know, three...
But they never know Jar Jar Binks.
Unless he becomes a Sith Lord, then...
It's for the better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get that.
I mean, there's a lot of backlash behind it and everything, but I mean, unless there's a huge story behind it, you know, where he actually is a dark Sith Lord, then what's the point of watching episode one other than for pod races and for probably the best lightsaber fight in an episode?
Right. Yeah, maybe just showing some clips. By the way, Star Wars episode one, 56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Episode two was probably less than 50%.
No, better.
What?
66.
I'm surprised.
66% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Guess people are suckers for that love, though.
Or sand, or
you know, how coarse it is and how grainy it can be. And it gets everywhere, man.
Gosh, it's the worst.
Right?
We used to do a podcast about sand.
Is that your pickup line for when you pick up chicks?
Sand is so coarse.
It's so coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere, man.
It's just no one gets it. So, I sound like a weird person. Anyway.
I mean, obviously, if it picks up Natalie Portman, then you might consider it.
Yeah, how did that work, by the way? Star Wars Episode 3, just to kind of wrap up the Star Wars talk, 79%. I agree. I give that one the thumbs up.
I would agree that's the highest, but I would actually give Episode 1 over Episode 2.
Really?
Sure. Episode 2 has some aspects that, you know, could kind of counterbalance the weaknesses of Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still give Episode 1 a lot more credit. Because I remember a lot. I remember, there was a lot of hype because it was the first episode in the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more toys I remember playing as a kid with that, too.
Yeah, that's
true. I remember
true.
There was that, you know, those Naboo fighters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in the days of my youth, which was, you know, 14.
Back in the Dizay.
Right? I remember there was this little game you play with, like, the Naboo, you know, star fighters, and you basically had to fight around. You'd hear... I don't remember what the actor's name is, but the one of the Naboo guards or whatever is like, too many of them! And he had to, you know, try to fight droidicas or the actual, you know, droids for that matter. I remember that. That was good times, man.
This is unacceptable.
Right?
Okay, here's something. Which movie out of the original three think got the best rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
Probably Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back, Episode 6?
Episode 5.
Episode 5. Let's see. It's actually a tie between
really?
The Empire Strikes Back and New
4,
Hope.
Right? Because I know a lot of people say 5 is their favorite, but I mean, 4 is my favorite, but I know a lot of critics are like in the middle between the two, like
now,
which one's better.
The best audience rating is The Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
Yep, 97%.
Yes, that's right.
And 96% for A New Hope. But Star Wars Episode 6, 80%?
I will admit, it is kind of a nice, you know, wrapping bow on the present, if you will. If
that,
you kind of get my
that
references.
Gets reopened 30 years later?
Yep. It's, you know, it's a nice end to a trilogy. Everybody's happy. You know, you see both Sith Lords die. Stuff like that. I mean, it's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, actually, and then they have to retcon it in episode 7, kind of, but.
Right, it's a, because, I mean, a lot of people say that the problem with the original trilogy is that instead of, so Star Wars, the original trilogy, the first four, like, it's not really like a setup union. It's kind of just.
The first three or four?
I'm talking about 4 through 6.
4 through 6, okay.
So it's kind of just like Han Solo flying around through the universe, and he finds Leia, and they bring back order to the Force.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, but the first three, they just introduce a lot, like Jar Jar Binks, and there's a Senate.
There's a Senate thing, and then there's, you know,
midichlorians.
Here's an interesting thing. The Chosen One, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he's supposed to bring balance to the Force?
Yep.
I think as far as like a physical number goes, he might have brought balance to the Force.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like when he killed all of those, you know, light-sided Jedi.
Population control.
Exactly. If you think about it, I mean, ever since episode 3, there's always been, you know, maybe two, you know, the Master and the Jedi, the Master and the Apprentice for both the dark side and the light side. The yin and the yang.
So maybe Yoda just misread it, like...
Or Mace Windu.
Or yeah, Mace Windu just...
With his purple lightsaber, because he thinks he can have a purple lightsaber in whatever movie he has.
I think I like his purple lightsaber.
I mean, it is cool, don't get me wrong, but like, just... I mean, the only reason why they had the purple lightsaber is because Mace Windu, or, you know, Samuel L. Jackson wanted it.
Really?
That's the only reason why they had that purple lightsaber in there.
That's awesome.
I mean, from a badass standpoint, because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson is a badass.
He's too busy getting the snakes off the plane.
Or you know, dealing with guys, you know, going in their apartment and, you know, trying to get the briefcase with the gold light in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know. Yep. You know what else I'm excited for about Star Wars things?
What?
They actually have a lot of Nerf blasters coming out.
Oh, my gosh. How did you know that was our next topic?
It was probably a rough guess.
For those of you who don't know, this is the Nerf theme song, apparently.
One of them. There's several of them out there. Several iterations and... Calling it a crash and burn. Sway to your turn. You might have time to speak. It sounds like a fan-made one, but, you know. It's not officially Hasbro licensed. Oh, I'm sorry for saying Hasbro. Don't sue me.
Hopefully the band doesn't sue us.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, we're Carlton and the Kids, and we have rights to this song.
Right?
Not bad, though.
It is interesting.
It's not awful. No.
It's not awful.
Also, I don't really get Nerf out of this.
Yeah, no. Well, the thing is with Nerf, like, the thing is there's so many different blasters. I say blasters instead of guns, so that way, you know, people don't think I'm going to shoot up the school, but...
Moving on.
But, you know, there's so many different types and lines out there that there just isn't one theme song for Nerf.
So there's no, like, Nerf!
I mean, there's...
Play with your friends.
There's a catchphrase. It's Nerf or nothing.
Oh.
But there's so many different lines out there. You know, like, there's a zombie strike line, a Nerf end strike line.
Oh, shoot!
That's a sound effect there.
Are you joking right now?
Okay, I don't know what this is. I've been trying to find, like, an official Nerf theme song.
Honestly better off playing, like, more Star Wars music. Because there's a Star Wars line now.
Nerf or nothing. Nerf or nothing, baby. Nerf or nothing.
Yeah.
Nerf or nothing, baby. Nerf or nothing.
That rap song,
Nerf
though.
Nerf or nothing, baby.
Nerf or nothing. Nerf. Hello! Shout out to Nerf Nation, as you are part
which is growing exponentially.
Now, for those of you that don't know, he has a
who's he? I don't know who he is.
Executive Chief Director of
Life. Just
of,
kidding.
Of Life, Nick Borzik. He has an office here in Stuart Hall, and it is full of some heavy artillery.
You mean plastic artillery?
Plastic artillery.
Plastic
very
foam?
Very lightweight and usable artillery.
You can't even say artillery.
Artillery.
There you go.
Did I stutter? Yes, I did.
A bit.
Anyway,
a bit.
He has a bunch of artillery. There we go. Nailed it.
It's Nerf blasters. Just say Nerf
blasters. Nerf
blasters. I don't want the university coming on my...
Good call. Blasters.
Blasters.
Just think Star Wars, people.
Right.
Blasters. Yep. And how many blasters would you say you have?
Ooh. About 25 or 30 of them.
Wow. How did you get into Nerfing?
That's kind of a funny story because... Well, I was into it as a kid. You know, 2004 when the Dart tagline came out. If you want to look that up, Dark Tagline, there's actually a whole series of it was trying to follow paintball but with like foam and everything. Kind of landed, kind of didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of interested in that for a while. And then I kind of grew up a little bit, quote unquote, and, you know, didn't collect them as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. And then starting this past summer, I saw there was a lot of, like, modifying potential behind it. And that's what kind of got me into it.
Awesome.
Yeah, as in, like, you can take them apart and make them shoot harder. You know, basically make them shoot, like, you know, about double the distance, to say the least.
Yeah, I've seen some of your blasters in action, and it's quite fascinating.
Yes.
Now, for people who don't know, and I am included in those people, are there actually, like, Nerf leagues out there?
There's actually, like, a few. A lot of them are in the southern, the southeast in the U.S., and it's actually, like, becoming a more of a worldwide thing, too.
Now, is it becoming, could you see it be, like, the next disc golf?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I would say it's almost on par with disc golf, because I know of, like, the same amount of people that do Nerf as they do disco golf, or disc golf. I almost said disco golf.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun,
too.
That's
the next thing.
That's the next thing. Disco Nerf blaster golfing.
You just have people disc golfing. And
then if you make it, you have to try and hit a target. It almost sounds like, what is it, the biathlon in the Winter Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
We have to ski around, and then you have to basically be a marksman and try to shoot targets.
And you have to listen to the Bee Gees.
Yes, while doing it.
It's pumped 24 hours a day at every course across America.
Absolutely.
It'll cost a lot of taxpayer money, but...
Which Bee Gees song? Staying Alive, I hope?
You know, just Greatest Hits.
Or a Tragedy?
Just any of the Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. No time to talk. La, la, la. And then Barry Gibb joining us on the show. Hello, Barry Gibbs. Hi, how are you? Do you have a question for Barry Gibb? He's right here.
How do you stay alive for so long, dude? I'm trying to figure this out. Like,
it's called eating right and exercising.
Damn it. I got to change my diet then. I better write this down in my laptop here.
Yes, you should. Huh? I remember back in the day when disco was the thing. When you walk out on a Saturday night with your hot pants and you're feeling out of sight.
Was the afro included? Did you have a fake afro?
Was included in the package deal. And I gotta go say goodbye to Barry Gibb. Okay, bye, Barry. Thank you, Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb on the show. Goodbye. Oh, yeah, he just had to get in his last word.
And he's still staying alive to this day.
Staying alive.
Absolutely.
Staying alive. So disco golf. But we're talking about Nerf guns right
here. Blasters!
Blasters. I just almost, like, in post-production, put in, like, a beep. Like, Nerf.
Right, because, you know, you don't want those feds on your case or anything.
Right, but Waka Flocka Flame gets away with it.
Because he has lawyers to help him with that.
That's true. I mean, his music's basically gun music.
Right.
It's just gun noises.
It's just gun sound effects put to a beat.
That and Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka, Flocka, pow, 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 pow. Yeah, I'm buzzing at him. Waka Flocka. That's essentially Waka. If you don't... Excuse me.
Damn.
Right.
You're right over there?
Yeah, I gotta stop smoking. Just kidding.
Get off them cancer sticks, dude. That's all I gotta say.
I have never smoked a cigarette in my life.
That's actually impressive because I haven't either.
Responsibility high
five. Yeah!
And that's your responsibility high five of the night, brought to you by Common Sense.
And by NBC, because the more you know.
Ba ba ba. That's the end of the show. Just kidding.
Oh.
No, we're still talking about Nerf guns.
Blasters!
Sorry. Blasters. What is your primary Nerf blaster?
That depends. Are we talking modified or unmodified?
Oh, modified. Up the yin-yang.
I go with a Nerf Strife with some Make Test Battle 2190 DC motors running on 3 IMRs and 1 dummy battery.
That's the only way to go. If you would have said anything else, I would have... called you a faker.
Fraud?
Yeah, a fraud and a faker, but that's the exact gun that you need.
Now, do you know what any of those parts are?
I know what a Nerf blaster is.
You know what? I mean, the Strife is, you know, it's a flywheel blaster, so it runs on batteries instead of like a spring.
Now, Nerf, this is what I'm wondering. Is Nerf, like, did they create their own, like, is Nerf Nerf? Or or is Nerf just the company? Is the like the foam darts, are they Nerf? Like, did they create their own?
There's actually a lot of, I mean, there are Nerf darts, if that's where you're getting at.
Right. No, but I'm wondering, like, back in the day, did Nerf create, like, a new type of material called Nerf and then make bullets out of them?
Well, actually, Nerf started out as, like, you know how Nerf has, like, athletic balls and stuff like that are made of foam?
Yeah.
That's actually their history before they started getting into the blaster department.
Hmm. Fascinating.
And then they just, then they saw, I'm probably sure some executive or some inventor for Nerf saw the, you know, trajectories of athletic foam balls or whatever. Foam balls. Anyways, so they see the trajectory and they're like, you know what? We could probably make that into bullet form.
Yeah.
And thus the Nerf crossbow.
And let's make blasters.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, we had a we started a Nerf war last year in the dorms.
Okay.
It was really fun, and then everyone shut it down. But
oh yeah, because campus rules.
Yeah. Rules, you know, made to be broken.
But you can try to bend them, but it may not work.
But they won't break.
Right.
But so we started a Nerf war, and so there was a rush to buy these Nerf guns. Everyone was going to Target.
Right.
And I thought, I'll be different. I'll buy a crossbow. Bad idea.
What type of crossbow did you buy? Do you remember?
The one you could buy for $20.
That's a pretty broad term, because a lot of crossbows could be bought for $20 now, sir.
It was very low quality. It didn't
was
shoot
it a,
well.
Was it a Nerf? It was a Nerf brand, obviously.
It was a Nerf brand product, yes.
Was it a Buzzbee product?
Do not know.
Because I know they make a lot of third party foam flingers, if you will.
I will. See, I feel like in my experience, you're supposed to, when people say "if you will," you're supposed to agree. And
yes.
Say you will. So I always like to say
that's
you
fine.
Will.
That's fine.
You know, I think it was this, but it was green. The Nerf Rebel Strongheart Bow Blaster Pink.
Oh, you mean the line by Nerf, you know, advertised for the women or the girls?
Yeah, I might have bought that. You know, thinking back, I might have bought that. I might have made a huge mistake, but it wasn't pink, it was green.
Oh, I don't think
it was a boy color.
You bought this in 2014, correct?
Yes. No, wait. Yes.
I'm trying to think of what Nerf blasters came out or what products came out in 2014.
I don't know. A lot of people bought, like you, I'm glad you weren't in my hall because you were just destroyed everyone.
Absolutely.
It would have been Armageddon.
Yeah, what in foam senses,
in foam.
Correct?
And fun.
Yes.
Because as we all know, Nerf is made out of foam and fun.
Yes.
If that isn't their slogan, it should be.
That's their secondary slogan there, sir.
Sisson to the slogan.
It's you could say that after Nerf or nothing, or you could not say it at all. It's you know, it's accepted either way.
It's Nerf or nothing. And then the U.S. Army is like, no, we're going to use real bullets. And then they're like, okay.
For fun!
Right, right. Because, you know, war is a laughing matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I hate war. It's the worst.
Oh, that's a good turn.
But we're not talking about that tonight. We are talking about Nerf, the harmless. Oh, wow. You sent me a Snapchat of me talking.
No, I did not. I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, it must have been someone else. Who has a camera in here?
It was Jack in spirit.
Maybe there's cameras in the eyes of the husky right there.
That would be badass and creepy at the same time.
Right. Maybe it's a...
What I want to know is if there's eyes in that icon, like, do they actually, like, move together, or are they, like, you know, they move differently?
I don't know. It just blinked. I don't know what's going on, man, but it just blinked.
I'm kind of getting scared. Don't scare me like that, bro.
I'm getting scared as well.
Don't make me pull out some of my my pocket blasters now. I might go, you know, crazy.
I don't know if I feel more safe. I'm sorry. It's Nerf.
It's foam.
Or nothing. I'll go with nothing. I'll grab this crowbar and kind of go to town.
Right.
But anyway, Nerf.
Yeah, there's a lot of lines with Nerf, actually, especially now.
Yeah, because have you ever played the video game?
There's a few iterations of the video game. Nerf the video game, I believe, right?
And by the way, shout out to our new follower, Orlando Alzugare, who literally just followed us during this podcast. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And, you know, you get a follow back as
Dang.
Well. Yeah, and
we're so giving on this show.
We really are.
We give advice about Star Wars. We give advice about which Nerf blaster to buy, maybe, or you know,
right?
Whether you should like Trivia Weekend, which
you should. You know, I think we should we should start taking callers, but we just got to set it up.
Yeah, that's got to be in it. I'll find something to work to make it work.
All right. Also, we got to find a way to go live, but details. Just, you know, if you got something, call in. There's a chance we're doing a podcast at that time.
Maybe.
I'd say there's a 50% chance.
That's pretty high.
Just call at night. Because usually, you see, you can narrow down your days.
Honestly, that's when I'm free, too. Because
yeah, at night. So, yeah. So
I'm probably sure that's when, you know, the ghost of Jack is free, too.
Yeah, but he's on the west side of St. Cloud, apparently.
That sounds like such a gangster town, like where, kind of where I grew up, but you know.
West
part of St. Cloud.
Yeah. Hopefully Jack's okay. I hope he's safe.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful, right?
It's a messed up world.
It is. Absolutely. I mean, there's people that find fun in flinging foam at others.
That was a lot of Fs you just used.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Find fun in flinging foam.
It wasn't the gold F, though.
Now, you see that? That could be a good tongue twister for broadcasts, like to get started. Find fun in foam flinging
foamers.
Find fun in
foam machines.
How about finding fun in flinging foam at others. Finding fun at flinging It's a good one. We created one.
Right?
Textbooks will write this down.
Right?
I got to tell this to Jim.
That'd be pretty good.
He could turn some broadcaster's careers around.
He used that for some of his classes, right?
Yeah. In fact, this little number right here, we got his lungs in here.
Oh, wow.
His makeshift lungs. He's
a very giving person, then.
He took a liter of pop, probably drank it all.
That looks like a 3-liter, dude.
3-liter, excuse
me. Or a
2-liter.
One of the two.
It's just, there's some liters
in
here.
It looks like there's a lot of pop in there, to say the least.
Yeah, well, someone...
Or there was a lot of pop in there.
Yeah, someone drank it. It's not in here anymore. He cut around the cylinder. He put some, I don't even know what this is. It's kind of, looks like a swim cap.
That could be a swim cap.
And
that they probably got from the swim and dive team, yeah.
By the way, swimming, we could talk about that too.
Maybe.
Would you like to?
I want to talk more Nerf than swimming, but yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to finish this story that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Right.
So I'm
kind of interested in this, why it came to be, so let's do it.
So, he took that out. He cut out around the cylinder. He put that swim cap on the bottom.
Right.
And then he puts this little knob inside of the...
That looks like the beacon that they would use in science class. Like they use that on top of... you know, beacons that they have, like, you know, acidic substances or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I feel.
You feel it in your lungs?
I feel. This is what a smoker's lungs looks like.
Oh, no.
That would be a cool, if this is what that was for, just like, this is your lungs. This is your lungs after smoking, and he just beats the crap out of it.
Right.
By the way, stop smoking. It's like, come on. Like, you know the
repercussions.
Yeah. Like, you've seen it. You've seen the commercials. Like, come on. Like, seriously. Do you really need that to calm down?
Well, the thing is, like...
Just chill out.
The thing is, I don't mind people smoking. It's when they blow it in your face.
Yeah.
That gets very annoying to me.
I mind when people smoke because it's just... I know it's destroying their lungs.
It's destroying their insides, man.
It's destroying everything about them.
Right? It's destroying their personalities and what they consider fun.
We should play a PSA in the middle of this, but I don't know. It's just, I hate it. I can't. Anyway, so these lungs do not smoke, going out of the story. So we got the some liter bottle with a swim cap on the bottom, and then we got a little knob that connects to a tube that goes into two balloons that he has connected with some rubber bands. And so essentially, when you push the swim cap in,
right,
the lungs, let's see, when you push the swim cap out, the lungs inflate. When you put them in, they deflate.
Sounds like a nice air seal there.
Yeah, I really don't know how this works, but it.
But you sure like playing around with it.
Yes. And this is the thing. This is one of a kind.
Yeah.
By the way, opening bid is $25 if you wanna.
I don't know if Jim Gray would be accepting of you.
Should we turn this into a live
auctioning
auction?
War?
Yeah. Good morning. What's your bid?
I'll do $3, please.
$3. All right. Hang around. About 15 minutes, we'll have your final. Good morning. What's your bid?
Yes, I'll take $5, please.
All right. Well, the bid is now $5. Good morning. What's your bid?
I take $2.50.
Sorry, we already had a five. Good
okay,
morning.
Five,
what's your bid? No, you got to go higher.
$5.50.
Excuse me yelling.
$5.50.
You sound familiar. Are you bidding up yourself?
No.
All right. Good morning. What's your bid?
$4.
Sir, it's already at $5.50.
Oh, well, then I'll go $999.
Good morning. What's
times
your bid?
$4.
We have a winner. $999 times four.
Which is 36. No, I don't know.
Listeners, tweet us. Tell us what it is.
We can't do math, obviously, because we hurt our brains.
Right, yeah.
We're entertaining you. That's enough brain power as it is.
That's true.
Right?
You can't put a price on entertainment, except a lot of people do, because hence ticket prices and...
Super Bowl ads and...
Yeah, basically every entertainment thing you go to has a price, but you still can't put a price on it.
Right. On good entertainment.
Yeah. Good entertainment's hard to find.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not like a lot of people are doing podcasts. Like, I'm pretty sure that I created the term podcast.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that none of them existed before September 11th, 2015, which is, coincidentally, the date of our first podcast.
What?
Yeah, it was not intentional.
That literally, like, my mind is going to blow in front of my face right now.
I know.
What?
That was the day we did it.
Oh, no!
And, you know, it was a night. Actually, our first podcast was very short. It was, a lot of it was post-production stuff. It was just about, it was about music, really. It was just like a 29-minute podcast. And, by the way, go back, listen to it. The pilot episode on podcastomatic.com, which is our host site. We'd like to thank our host site.
Yes.
As always, thanks for hosting us.
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed, but we're talking about Nerf guns.
Yes, that's right.
Nerf guns,
you
kind
of got
guns,
me on topic about
Nerf
lungs
guns.
And podcasting, so.
You know,
yeah,
it's
supposed to be blasters, but yeah.
Excuse me. Nerf blasters.
There you go. Say it 15 times, I'll eventually get in your head.
Nerf don't blasters, say it, Nerf blasters.
Say it in your mind.
I do what I'm told. But, okay. What about this?
Okay.
What about next Star Wars movie, all the blasters are Nerf?
Actually, there was a few prop Nerf blasters I saw in Star Wars Episode 7.
What?
That's the beautiful thing about Nerf, too, is, like, a lot of people, you can go and you can disassemble it and paint them and everything, but you can actually use them as, like, cosplay type of stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
So you could, you could take a base blaster, you know, cut a few chunks out of it, paint it, modify it, obviously, to shoot a little bit harder, and boom, you got a replica.
Wow.
That's the beauty
of
it.
So literally in the movie, there were Nerf replicas.
I mean, I could tell there was a little bit of painting issues, like on top of the actual plastic that Nerf uses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no paint job will actually mask everything perfectly, and you could tell there's certain aspects of, like, you know, certain Nerf blasters, you could tell, okay, they use that Nerf blaster as a base. But that's kind of a cool thing. Like, you can try and make, like, a good prop thing for, like, if you ever go to Comic-Con or anything like that, just paint a Nerf blaster.
Hmm. Fascinating.
And a lot of, some films have used it, too.
Like?
Oh, man, there's too many to count.
Just name one.
Force Awakens.
Name another one.
Ah. You know? I'll have to find a list for you of like the films and like TV shows that have actually used Nerf blasters.
All right.
Or painted Nerf blasters for that matter.
I would love to have that. That's totally fascinating. And I see your favorite thing on the silver screen.
One of the things. Aside from, you know, video stuff, but
videos. What is your favorite movie of all time? Let's learn a little bit about Nick.
Do you want what I say to people or like a secret one?
The secret one.
Definitely. I mean, non-critics based for sure. Definitely Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West?
With Will Smith, Kevin Kline. That's right, Kevin Kline?
I think so.
Basically,
it's not Kelvin Kline.
Right, because that'd be a totally different thing.
That would be a lot less clothing.
Right.
That would be a lot of
basically, the only reason I like it is for the 80-foot tarantula.
The 80-foot tarantula.
That's mechanized. I mean, I honestly, like, I've had dreams where I want an 80-foot tarantula just to go around everywhere.
I've had the same dream.
Really?
No. I have not had the same dream.
Have you seen the movie, at least?
I have not.
Okay. Well, once you see the movie,
I got some homework.
Your mind will be blown.
My blown will be mind.
Yes.
I will have
your mind will be so blown, you're twisting words within sentences.
The sentences word I will twist.
Yes.
Twisting words in between sentences is. Anyway.
Absolutely.
So, that's Nerf guns for you.
A little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I could go in a bit more detail about, you know, spring versus air versus electric or, you know, battery powered.
Would you like to talk about it?
It's up to you. I could talk Nerf for hours, dude.
What's the difference between spring versus air versus electric power?
That's basically the power of them. So air means it literally uses like an air tank, and then once you release it, it'll actually like launch the dart. There's springs, which actually use like a spring propulsion. You basically compress a spring, and then once you pull a trigger, the spring will decompress and thus launching the dart.
What is on the market? What is the most expensive Nerf gun you've ever seen?
That depends. Do you mean eBay or do you mean retail?
Either one.
Well, eBay is definitely the 1992 Nerf crossbow, which sold for about $500.
Wow.
It's considered the thing is with that blaster, like if you buy one of those, you can use it, you're technically considered hard into the Nerf hobby, which is why the price gets jacked up so high.
Right. I mean, you find that in any industry, either, too.
Like, right.
Yeah.
But as far as retail goes, probably the Nerf Rhino Fire.
The Nerf Rhino Fire.
It's like one of those anti-aircraft guns that has, like, two drums that you put in and just sprays people with foam. I think it costs about $100.
Like, could I go to Toys R Us and literally buy that right now?
Go ahead and look it up. I'm sure you can.
Now, I also found one. I typed in world's most expensive Nerf gun. You ever heard of the SM1K?
That sounds like an air blaster. Is that an off-brand? I'm trying to remember.
This thing?
Oh, I've seen that thing a little bit.
Yeah.
The Super Air Max, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Supermax, that's what it was.
On eBay for $83.99.
Look up the Nerf crossbow. 1992 Nerf crossbow.
1992. Well, while I do that, entertain the listeners.
What do you want me to entertain them about?
Just whatever comes to your mind.
Well, I could finish up the propulsion mechs.
Sure.
There's battery-powered blasters, which basically rely on, you know, standard alkaline batteries. AA's, C's, D's. Stuff like that. And actually, that I consider that, and the way it launches a dart, it has like two flywheels which use motors, which is why it's battery powered. But it basically grips the dart and it just launches it.
Is this what we're looking for?
That's one of the iterations. No, that's not. That's the bow and arrow. There's a difference.
What we're looking at right now is
the bow and arrow.
Yeah, the bow and arrow 1992 European style.
Yeah. There's the European style, and then there's the 1992 Nerf crossbow.
Okay, wait. Quick side note. What I bought during the Nerf wars that I was talking about,
yes,
was actually this.
Oh, the crossbow.
The crossbow, yeah.
The new crossbow.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
No, absolutely not. Actually, you could cut off those strings and it actually works the same.
Yeah, I know. I figured that out. But
I cut them off on accident and they still work.
But then again,
for
some you
can
hit people with the sides.
With the arms?
Yeah.
Be like
and hence why it got shut down. let's just say I'm
you gotta
I'm
nerf.
Really sorry, Tim.
You gotta nerf
respectively,
man.
I know.
With great power comes great responsibility. Obviously,
I don't always nerf, but when I do,
I do it responsibly.
Blaster, my friends.
Yes.
Blast on.
Yes.
And I'm having trouble finding
this nerf crossbow. Let me try and search it here.
All right. If you're still with us with the podcast to be named later, we're kind of doing something different tonight. We're covering some different issues, and you see that's what I like to do on podcasts. I like to talk to the person. I like to find out their interests and hopefully learn something about it. So I hope you're enjoying this. We're talking a lot about Star Wars right now. We're talking a lot about Nerf guns, which Nick Borzig is a aficionado of Nerf guns, and so you know. Hopefully you're learning something new, and if you're not, then why are you still listening? But we still appreciate you listening. You know, it's been kind of a long day here at St. Cloud State. And
found one. I found an image. There's currently nothing on eBay right now, but
so what are we looking at?
This is the 1992 Nerf crossbow. This is, if you have this blaster, you are considered hardcore to the Nerf hobby.
Because you're not hardcore.
Right.
Unless you live hardcore. So what is so great about this gun?
It's basically, honestly, it's a collector's item, to
collector's
be honest.
Item?
It shoots little foam missiles from the top here, the yellow part. And there's like a little plunger tube down here. But the thing is, like, so many people have modified it because the air, when you release the air, it's a spring-powered one, which kind of relies on air. But when you do, it actually goes like through this little tube that starts from like here, and then it goes like a huge S throughout the blaster. And it's highly inefficient. Highly inefficient.
Now, so how much would that retail for?
Back in the day, it was like $20 in 1992.
Right now.
You can only buy them on eBay, and if you want to get one brand new out of the box, the last one I've seen sold for was about $500.
So save up.
Yes. I mean, even the ones that are like, you know, they have broken parts to them and stuff, that's like $150, $200.
just for the novelty of it?
Just for the sake of the plastic.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Wow. I never knew that the cheap Nerf guns I bought as a kid could ever be worth $500.
Well, I mean, like, if you think about all the Star Wars toys that they bought in 1977.
That's true. That's very true. I mean, that Nerf gun is older than I am.
Yes.
I was
and
born.
And older than me, too.
Yeah, like, stood the test of time. And it's kind of cool. Obviously, you can't see what we're looking at. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe our podcast episode will be the picture of this Nerf gun.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And so you can see what we're talking about. It's kind of green and yellow with a little bit of red. Some interesting color choices going on.
See, that's the other thing with Nerf blasters, too. They have to have orange tips because that's federally restricted.
Really?
That's why all Nerf blasters have orange tips on them. So that way, you know, people will be like, oh, that's not a firearm. That's actually like a federal regulation, like for firearm type of things,
but
too.
But I don't see the orange tip on this one. It's yellow.
Back in the day, that was before they had those regulations.
Oh, before everyone got so sensitive.
Yes, yes.
So interesting. I did not know that. Now you said that actually Nerf, I love talking about this, but no, I do. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like learning.
It is kind of a nerdy hobby, not going to lie, but
hey, we cater to all listeners.
That's interesting.
Red and yellow, black and white, they are special in the sight.
Yes.
Podcast to be named later loves all the little children of the world.
That's very touching.
Yes, it is. You were saying that Nerf has to make their missiles ineffective.
To a degree, yes.
To a degree, they have to explain that a little bit.
They're darts.
They're darts, yeah. Or not, yeah, missiles. But
no, I mean, sure, the missiles, too, for that matter.
But they're darts. They have to make them kind of shaky.
Yes, as in, like, you mean like when you're aiming with a blaster?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you try to shoot a dart, and it basically goes everywhere than where you're aiming? Is that mm-hmm. what you're talking about?
Yeah, like what you were telling me yesterday.
Yes. The reason behind that is because, you know, Nerf is actually trying to prevent lawsuits.
Oh, right.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, like, I mean, the thing is Nerf blasters, the party fell. Nerf blasters are targeted to 8-year-old kids.
Right.
And they're going to be going and shooting each other, essentially. I mean, sure, it's foam, which is not going to hurt, but you know there's going to be some extremist out there that they see their kid shooting someone else with a Nerf blaster, and they're going to be freaking out. And then this is kind of one of the fail-safes that Nerf has. So they put like a little hole in the tip of the actual dart.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's highly inefficient when it's traveling through the air.
Hmm. So now, but you were saying there are ways, or there are means, not necessarily from Nerf, but to...
Yeah, that's true.
But there is a black market out there.
On eBay.
That sells Nerf tips.
Off-brand Nerf darts.
Off-brand Nerf darts without the
actually
little
called
hole.
Koosh darts in the modding community.
Koosh darts?
Koosh darts.
Wow.
If you look up Koosh darts...
Got that good Koosh in...
If you look up Koosh darts on eBay, you could probably see those darts right now.
I mean, I've seen them in your office.
Yes, it's true.
Absolutely.
Got a huge box of them. Unfortunately, sometimes. But anyways, I digress. But yeah, they actually make like darts that fit Nerf blasters, but they actually don't have that hole in the orange tip.
Hmm.
And a lot of college kids will go and buy, you know, a 200-pack. And it's actually a lot cheaper than actual Nerf darts, too. Because you could buy a 200-pack of Koosh darts for $20.
Wow.
Meanwhile, a 100-pack of, like, the Nerf darts with the hole in them,
yeah,
they probably cost, like, $18.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm going with the Koosh darts.
More aerodynamic, and they are actually cheaper.
And they're lethal.
To a degree.
Weapon.
Depending on where you shoot them. Like, in the eye, definitely. But, like, you need to wear eye protection. That's just a rule of Nerf.
Now, do you have aspirations of becoming or joining a Nerf league or starting a Nerf league?
It would be cool to kind of start one here, not going to lie, but I don't know if I would have time for it sometimes with all the chief engineer duties that I have to do sometimes.
You know, yeah, sometimes it's hard to be Chief Keef.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't like? You don't know the reference, do you?
I'm kind of drawing a blank here, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
You know what? Let me introduce you. I didn't know the podcast was going to go this way, but that's what's so great about it is it can go.
It is kind of random, am I right?
Yeah, and that's what's so great. That's what's so great about an open format. You having fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, 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 good.
Talking about anything, everything.
Talking about politics.
Geeking out, nerding out, if you will. Absolutely.
I will. I will introduce you to the world of Chief Keef that I was introduced to and didn't really like it, but...
I'm kind of scared now.
Just, and listeners, if you know the world I'm about to show them, you know what's ahead. And get ready for the world of Chief Keef.
I like how the picture is like a parental advisory.
A DG film.
Young Chop on the beat.
On light, on light. Jimmy baby, Jimmy baby.
Don't like.
On light. Soldier baby, Soldier baby, Soldier baby. Now you rock, baby. Fake niggas, fake. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Don't like.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I
don't like.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't
hip-hop.
Like.
Hip hop.
Sneak deserves, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, like. Don't like, like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Like, yeah. Don't like, like, yeah. Don't like, like. Nah, bitch.
Your thoughts?
I'm a little intrigued.
That is the world of Chief Keef now.
A little interesting there, yeah.
I might have something that will change your look at it. Because Chief Keef is a rapper with autism.
Interesting concept. I'm intrigued. Carry on.
Yes.
Now, is this... Oh, gosh, he's younger than me.
He is 20 years old from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, he's from kind of home.
From your town.
Close.
Actually, I thought he had. Maybe he doesn't. Here's the thing, though. His rap is so bad that people thought that he had.
That's probably why I haven't heard it.
Yeah. He's just not that good.
Musically inclined.
Like, listen to this. I hate fake shoes.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna guess the song title here, even though I don't know the song title here. I'm gonna guess the song title is called Cheap Shoes. Actually, no, I'm totally kidding. I was gonna guess I Don't Like, since I hear that like 90 times throughout this song already.
Yep. Also, to these people in the video, pull up your pants. Like seriously. It's just embarrassing for you.
Right.
And some shameless Jordan promotion. You see the Jordan symbols all over the
place. The J's. Right?
Don't
isn't that
what like?
They, isn't that what they call them? J's on my feet?
Mm-hmm. How come, like, all these people look the same? Like, look at those two.
It's the hairstyle.
Now, let me introduce you to another rapper that's actually local that is kind of in the same vein.
As in?
Have you heard of Fitty Tyson?
No.
Here we go.
Hey, this your boy 50 Tyson. Nah, same, but it's like, man, hit me up though. My album is coming out in stores pretty soon. Go get it up, and then it's gonna be popping though. Nah, same, but I know you see, man. Yeah. But
is he doing this from my dorm room?
Before I do it though, what you make?
Is it just home?
I'm gonna make out for right now, but. But here we go.
What's going on?
Yeah, you might see me all blue, all red, every day. I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I've been back. I put it on for my city, like, and ain't nothing. So we get the same. They call me 50 Tyson. I'm from the Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. That's where I'm from. I ain't gonna say that I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City. That's where I'm from. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm 50 Tyson.
I like the fact that in that video he switched from the mirror shot to basically flipping the camera around to shooting him.
I'm a ball player. I was born to be a ball player. I was born to be a football player. That's why I've been doing like.
You know, we've all done this.
But as far as lyrical content goes, I'm speechless. Like, I don't even know what to say.
It's just incoherent rambling.
Right? I mean, everybody's done that to themselves a few times, right?
What if I told you, first of all, this has 10 million views. And
that's the internet for you. I'm not surprised by that. But,
and that he actually got a legitimate music career.
I'm not too surprised.
50 Tyson, Icy. 3 million views.
What?
I see.
Hard body.
50 Tyson, like they see me, baby. I'm so icy. You can hit me up everywhere.
He's icy, man.
Oh, I couldn't figure that out from the green screen background of the ice and the fact that he keeps saying he's icy.
So what's your impression of hip hop so far?
Having my radio background, I've listened to a lot of older hip hop, but this new stuff is just like it's claptrap.
Yeah, it is.
It is extremely.
I got another one for you.
Oh no!
Just because I like where this is going. Oh wait, no, that's the wrong thing. I'll show you this other one. Have you ever?
Why do you have Hillary Duff like on the screen right now? Like, did she go into rapping career or what?
Have you ever heard of?
Okay, ignore the question. That's cool. You close that tab pretty quickly there.
I was looking up Duffy.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of Joe Somebody the Rapper?
Unfortunately, I'm scared to say no.
You haven't?
I'm scared to say no.
Are you ready?
No.
Well, here you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, bitch. Joe Somebody. What? Who? Y'all know.
Look at his teeth.
613. I'm more worried about the facial hair on him. Like, is his chin just deformed, or like, is there actually hair coming off of his chin there?
I don't know.
I'm from motherfucking Canada, shit. And when I spit, my flow's insane.
And the other thing is, like, I mean, I know hip hop, you know, new hip hop expert or anything, but this guy basically filmed it without the logo of his hat on there. Now, if I didn't know any better, like, I'm sure hip-hop artists don't even care, like, what their logo is on their hat.
Yeah.
So that they display it in the video. But this guy is, like, too ashamed to show it, I guess?
Apparently. Yeah, I think, wait, let's go back to the beginning. He might show it at the beginning. Somebody.
Oh, no. It's more cliche than a cliche, dude.
Just the cliche rolls
on. Just a cliche-ception, dude.
Just because I are you enjoying the segment?
Oh, I'm kind of enthralled with the new age hip-hop, which I was not interested in to begin with, but now I'm actually interested.
See,
in
this is what I love about freeform.
Trying to figure out, like, why exactly hip-hop got to the point it is now.
Now, have you ever wanted to hear a rapper from Sudan who moves to Australia?
That's a very interesting concept.
Yeah, very.
I've never thought of this. Like,
well,
even if I was like on weed, which I never do, but if I was on weed, I wouldn't even think of this.
Boy, here you go.
Yeah, your boy Banks, and this track is dedicated to all the ladies out there who like to go to the movies. You know, especially you, girl. Let me take you to the movie, shawty. I'm sure later on you will be my baby.
The green screen work?
Oh my god, that looks like a PowerPoint.
I think it is. He says a picture of Sudan. Her number is 0403.
This looks like something somebody in the Comp 277 class would do.
I collabed with him on this song.
Really?
No.
I was gonna say, man, you have a bright future.
Now, I have a bright future
in the music producing industry.
I mean, I'm a hip hop and pop and locking son of a gun.
Dang.
But I have a history with this artist. So my friend were hanging out one night and we found this and we brought it to our school.
Okay.
And we started a craze over this guy.
Is this high school or?
High school, yeah. Okay. Very small high school. And I literally made a Facebook page called Bangs Can Take Me to Dumb Movies Any Day of the Week.
Okay.
And I literally bought his album.
Okay.
And it's so bad. Like, he has a song that goes, it's about his mom. It goes, I really love you, mom. I know we've been struggling for a long time. Not any. Basically, he sings about
this
how
he... This is confusing me with kids' sing-alongs from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah,
you ever see those, like, those kid sing-alongs or whatever?
Kid sing-alongs,
Sing-alongs. Like, this is confusing me with that kind of stuff.
No, wait.
Barney or That Sesame Street, for that matter.
Now, have you ever heard of Turquoise Jeep?
I obviously have not. Since
here we go.
How you like your eggs, fried or fertilized, the way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized. How you like your eggs, fried or fertilized, fried or fertilized, fried or fertilized, the way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized.
It was early morning, about 9.
This group,
this guy literally sounds like he just found about FL Studio. This is his first cut, and unfortunately, it got views, and it now it has a music video, which is even worse. FL Studio.
I almost went to one of their shows.
Really?
Yeah, they tour. It's called Turquoise Jeep Records.
Oh no!
An old.
Jesus.
I gotta show you another one. Treat Me Like a Pirate. Oh, no, no, we don't sponsor this. No, not Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi just lost SmackDown.
Even though we just talked about Star Wars for a good 25, 30 minutes.
But, I mean, it's public domain.
Shh. This looks just as cheesy as the last one. I like where this is going. I actually got a decent girl with this one. Okay. Can't wait for the rapper to come in and be all like, there we go.
Give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate. And give me that booty.
Hang on, I gotta make sure I have a pulse here. Is this real?
this is hip hop.
Now I see why the music industry is the way it is sometimes.
Okay, I gotta show you this one. Taste You Like Yogurt.
Is this the same?
The same turquoise Jeep. Turquoise Jeep.
Cheap turquoise.
So, for those of you who don't know what's going on, there is a girl in a very bad green screen universe. And watch him call. Here we go.
Can't even front, you're the girl I really wanna taste you like yogurt. Taste you like yogurt. I like your moves and everything you do. I wanna taste you like yogurt.
I honestly don't know where this podcast has gone, but it's gotten very, very...
I love it.
Very wild.
I love it. That's what I love about this podcast.
What?
It's okay. It's this German guy, or Swedish guy, or whatever. He's wearing a turtleneck. He's just going, taste you like yogurt. Yuppie sloppy.
Best accent ever.
Oh, gosh.
I like how they're hiding behind fake rocks in that.
We just saw the man with the blue turtleneck just start kind of feeling himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get that static electricity, right? I've gotten to a point now where I basically have to make up excuses for why he's doing the things he's doing.
Let's check in.
Everything you do, I want to taste you like your girls. I want to taste you like your wings.
Oh, man.
He has a fanny pack on. Go see this video. Taste you like yogurt.
Dude, you know what I'm actually more intrigued by? The fact that they used the same shot of the girl basically, you know, putting a part of her hair or whatever.
He has cowboy boots on.
Oh, my gosh. But no, like earlier in that video, there was the girl parting her hair. She literally it was literally like the same thing three freaking times of her parting her hair the same way. What the heck am I watching? I mean, I've seen some pretty weird stuff over the years, but is this?
Are you saying there's continuity errors going on?
Absolutely. I feel bad for that turtleneck guy, man.
Taste you like yogurt.
He must have been paid like an extreme amount of money in order to be even in this video.
His name is Flula Borg.
He must have gotten a pretty lucrative deal in order to do the things he's doing right now.
And wear a fanny pack for no reason.
You know, fanny packs could be useful.
It's true. I mean, maybe.
See, this is me going on the point of, you know, I'm trying to basically say that this is not real and basically trying to make positives out of the situation.
Rationalize a bad situation, yeah.
Rationalize the situation, yes, and make it optimistic, trying to. Especially that last guy with the beard or with the mustache. Like, well, who does a mustache?
Oh, that's my favorite rapper, Flint Flossy.
Oh, my God.
Flint Flossy. We're all across the nation. Oh, gosh.
I like how he's wearing a white headband. Like, he thinks he's a tennis player, even though he probably has never played a
What if he starts squealing like it? Ah!
That's Serena Williams.
By the way. Oh, yeah, Serena Williams. Serena, how's it going? I'm doing good. You know, I'm just competing in the Australian Open right now. Good, good, Serena. What do you think about your next match? Think you'll win? Yeah, I think so. Do you have any questions for Serena Williams?
I'm trying to think, like, why do you grunt so much, man?
I'm just angry. You know, life is a competition for me. And I have to compete my whole life, and it's frustrating. And it just comes out when I grunt.
You mean every time you hit that ball?
Every time I hit that ball. I gotta go. I can't talk about this. Bye, Serena.
Thank you for trying to answer my question. That was a bit sportist, if you will.
Yeah.
But
I mean these celebrities, they're on the go. They gotta move. They gotta get in and out, in and out.
They probably got another phone call with their with their dealer.
Are you saying that she takes HGH?
No, not at all.
Is this the second Mitchell report?
No, not at all.
Not at all? Not at all. So how about them White Sox, huh?
What White Sox? They're still in the off season.
How's their off season been going?
I hear they got a few players. I mean, growing up in South Chicago, White Sox.
You are Chicago. Actually, I want to ask you about this. Your opinion on Jay Cutler.
I will say probably over time it will be the hate is strong right now.
Oh yeah.
But I think over time.
Good.
I think over time maybe people will actually start to realize he was actually an okay quarterback.
He was. I think they just paid him a lot.
I will say it's a lot better than Rex Grossman, Brian Griese, and
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton combined.
Although who started for the Bears in the Super Bowl?
Rex Grossman.
Rex freaking Grossman.
The only reason they got to said Super Bowl is because the defense actually scored points.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. And, you know, this has been a good podcast.
Right?
Do you got anything more you'd like to talk about? Or
not really. It's been, what, over an hour?
It's been exhaustive.
It's been long.
It's been
a long time.
It's been a while.
Exactly. That's Dane reference, though.
Should we end with a Stain song?
Maybe. It's been a while. Not another one of those Flint Flossy.
Turquoise Deep Records, by the way, they're going to be hitting the road. Go see them on their recent tour. Oh, that's another thing that they do.
Patreon?
They do Patreon. They answer questions from fans.
Oh, yeah, because they have such a huge audience.
I mean, you got me, you.
Half of me.
Yeah.
Half of me.
And if you tell two friends, I tell two friends, they tell two friends. It's the whole two friends thing. I believe in that philosophy.
It's like a verse.
Yeah. Keep talking while I look this up.
Ooh, you putting up your Stain? Just as long as you don't stain your pants, bro.
Guys,
you ever play Sly Cooper?
What?
Sly Cooper. You ever play that game?
No.
Oh. One of the characters in there, absolutely insane, but absolutely lovable. His name is Dimitri.
Wait, are you talking backyard baseball?
I'm talking Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper.
One of the three original, mascots for the PS2. Mascot groups.
God, I was playing GameCube at that time, bro.
Really? You were a Nintendo guy?
I was a Nintendo
guy. I was a PS2
and
guy.
And so much that I even bought the Wii. That was probably a mistake.
Wii was not a mistake. I still stand by it's not a mistake.
Wii Sports and Smash Bros. Were fun for like 3.5 months. And then it got old. And then nothing else.
That is true.
You know how hard it is playing 2K on the Wii? Exhausting.
2K baseball. NBA. Okay. I can see that. Not as exhausting as Wii Sports.
It's been a while.
Taking me back a little bit there.
Back to where it all began.
Back to where it all began. In the 90s.
And then God said there were stains, and stained was good.
Yep.
That's not how the Bible works, by the way.
Oh.
That's not in the Bible.
Okay, yep.
Just to clear it up for
everyone.
Just
to add that to the list of things we have to add to the podcast.
Yes. Well, my name's Gabe. Nick Borzek, thanks for joining us. This is a podcast.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Absolutely, and it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Censorship.